The Supreme Court has a chance to decide how far police can go in interrogations. In 1996, Milwaukee police suspected 20-year-old Lucian Agnello of murdering his foster father. One night around midnight, they brought him into the station on other more minor charges, and they put him in an interrogation room where he stayed for 13 hours. He was alone all night, handcuffed and chained to the wall. In the early morning, detectives started questioning him in teams. At about 3 in the afternoon, he confessed. Agnello's attorney, Jerome Buting, says the totality of the circumstances adds up to coercion, and he doesn't accept the detective's defense that they only chained Agnello to stop him from killing himself.
I mean, certainly jails and mental health facilities have higher suicide risks than this, and they don't chain people to the wall. They use observation, not isolation. What we have here is the police made a choice. They preferred isolation because that was part and parcel of their psychological coercive tactics. And if police want to use this tactic, they take the risk that it's going to be found to be coercive. And I think that message has to go out to them.
But arguing for the police, Assistant Attorney General Greg Weber said every interrogation involves emotional pressure, and Agnello's was not excessive.
There were multiple breaks taken, 1 3-hour in length, with time given to Mr. Agnello away from the questioners. Mr. Agnello had unimpeded access to all creature comforts, food, water, toilet access. You will also, if you review the record, find nothing in the record to suggest that Agnello ever said he was tired. He never asked to stop the questioning so that he could sleep.
The case has been to the Wisconsin Supreme Court before, but the two sides disagree about what the previous decision meant. Depending on what the justices say to clarify it, Agnello could end up with a fresh new start at trial, even if the court upholds the interrogation methods. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.